With 5G still in the works, 6G is already taking shape. On April 19th, in PC Magazine by Sasha Sagan. 5G hasn't launched yet, but Finland's University of Oulu just convened a research group about 6G wireless. Here's what they're thinking. Nobody has launched a 5G network yet, but the technologists at Finland's University of Oulu are already starting to figure out 6G. The Academy of Finland yesterday announced the funding of 6Genesis, an 8-year research program to conceptualize 6G under the auspices of the University of Oulu's Center for Wireless Communications. Oulu, in northern Finland, is a major hub for 5G development. We profiled the city's cluster of 5G startups and hackathons in a feature story last year. In a paper proposing 6Genesis, director Matti Latva-Aho explains a new mobile generation appears every 10 years, and thus 6G will emerge around 2030 to satisfy all the expectations not met with 5G, as well as new ones to be defined at a later stage. 6Genesis' vision for 2037 is pretty trippy. An intellectual personal edge is sort of a cloud-based AI-enabled phone with a projection interface that also monitors your health. Your clothes monitor your health too. Products have on-the-fly configuration and hologram UIs. Water bottles have live displays on them. Instead of cars, we have mobility as a service. And cities, well, they have sentient safety and comfort based on AI observing and catering services. Vision for 2030, our society is data-driven, enabled by near-instant, unlimited wireless connectivity, the paper goes on to say. The new network will involve distributed computing and intelligence, as well as materials and antennas at very high frequencies, he says in an interview on CWC's website. That means radio-orientated research towards the terahertz range and artificial intelligence-inspired applications. How 6G surpasses 5G. With the 5G standard just recently locked down and the first 5G networks rolling out at the end of this year, we don't know what effect 5G will have on society. As Verizon exec Adrian Caldini pointed out at a Mobile World Congress last year, 4G-enabled Snapchat, thanks to fast mobile upload rates, nobody when developing 4G expected Snapchat. The initial 6G study groups will be focused on exploring technologies that aren't yet possible, but that will evolve with what the industry is doing with 5G. Take those terahertz radio frequencies. To enable very high data rates and capacities, 5G pushes cellular radios up to the multi-gigahertz frequencies, also called millimeter wave. So it isn't too surprising that 6Genesis will look at going even farther. The group will also look at making policy recommendations for a high-speed AI-enabled world. Besides technology advances, there will be a wave of societal changes due to massive digitalization of services. This will call for novel incentive and business models in addition to telecom regulation and legislation, Latva-Aho says in the CWC interview. The Finns aren't the only ones looking at 6G. In 2017, Qualcomm CTO Matt Grob admitted to me that it's thinking about that a little bit. For now, though, companies like Qualcomm are probably focused enough on 5G that they're leaving most of the early thoughts about 6G up to the academics. The first 6Genesis seminar will happen this fall, Latva-Aho says,